Today's daf is Tmura daf Yud Tes. We are holding on daf Yud Ches Amud Beis at the Mishnah, at the second Mishnah on the page. So again, we started this parak, the third parak, on daf Yud Zayin and Beis, and what it discusses primarily or exclusively really is the vlados and the tmuros of different animals. When an animal has kedusha, what do you do with the vlad of that animal that has kedusha of a carbon, and what do you do with the tmura of the animal that has kedusha of a carbon? So yesterday, at first the Mishnah discussed carbon shlamim, the vlad and the tmura of a shlamim, and then we had another Mishnah about the carbon shlamim, and then yesterday we had a Mishnah about a vlad of a toda and a tmura of a toda, and now we move on to a carbon ola. What's the status of a carbon ola that then has a vlad, which is theoretically impossible because a carbon ola is only a male and not a female, and a tmura of a carbon ola? So let's see. Tmuras ola, that's why it doesn't start with, whereas the Mishnah about carbon toda started with vlad toda utmurasa, the vlad of a toda and its tmura by an ola. We don't talk about the vlad of an ola because there's no such thing. An ola is only a male. So tmuras ola, but if you have a tmura of a carbon ola or vlad tmura, that you can have. Because if you say zutachazu and the animal B that you've now transferred the kedusha onto or extended the kedusha onto is a female and then it has offspring, so that would be the vlad tmuras ola. Or vlad vlada ad sof kala olam harei elu ka'ola. So the vlad of the tmuras ola, the vlad vlada ad sof kala olam, going down all the generations, they all have the status of a carbon ola, and therefore utun and hefshet v'nituach v'kalu li'ishim. You treat it like carbon ola. You skin it, you dismember it, cut it into the different pieces that you're supposed to cut a carbon ola, and it gets entirely burnt on the mizbeach, just like a carbon ola gets entirely burnt on the mizbeach. So halacha number one in the Mishnah is that any time you have a male animal that emanates from an original kedushas ola, it is treated like a full-fledged carbon ola. It's a tmura of an ola, a vlad of the tmura of an ola, or any later generation, it gets treated like a full-fledged carbon ola. Hamafrish nekeva liola, what if a person designates a female as a carbon ola, which is something, it doesn't work. A female can obviously not be a carbon ola, but then vielda zachar, but then it gives birth to a male offspring. Yira achi yistaiv, then the offspring has to graze until it develops a mum, v'yimachar, and let it be sold, v'yavi b'dam avola, and use the money to buy a carbon ola. But that's it, you're not allowed to bring the animal itself as a carbon ola, even though it's a male, and even though it emanates from something that originally, l'chora, has kedusha sola. Rabbi Lazar Omer, in every single place in the sugya where it says Rabbi Eliezer, the Shidim Gbetz has changed it to Rabbi El-Azar. So Rabbi Lazar Omer, who atzmo yukravola. Rabbi Lazar says, no, let the male offspring itself be brought as a carbonola. You're makdish, a female can't be brought as a carbonola, but it has male offspring. What do you have to let it graze till it develops from them and sell it? Just bring it as a carbonola. It's perfectly viable to bring the male as a carbonola. There's no reason to have to sell it in the first place. Okay, that's the machlokas. Now Rashi and Tosfos explain that when we say let's hold off on that. Let's see the Gemara. So says the Gemara, we have two basic halachos in our mission over here. We have the halacha of the animal that you designated as carbon ola originally being a male, but then you did a tmura onto a female, let's say, or onto some other animal. So the any male that comes out of that chain is going to be brought as a carbon ola itself, and that no one seemed to argue about. It's the animal itself, any male that comes from that chain is going to be brought as a carbon ola. But then we have a second halacha where originally you were mafresh in a keva, and that was a machlokas. If any male that comes from that chain is going to be brought as a carbon ola itself, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita, or whether even the males that come from that chain cannot be brought as a carbon ola, have to be sold and use the money to buy a new carbon ola. So frankly, Gemara, obvious question, maishna resha de lo pligi, maishna sefer de pligi. Why is it in the resha Mishnah that there is no machlokas, that everyone agrees that the males that come from that chain are brought as a korban ola, meaning everyone seems to hold like Rabbi Elazar does in the Seifa. And in the Seifa, it's machlokas, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bachana b'machlokas shnuya, Rabbi Elazar hi, en achidami, it's machlokas, and meaning it's machlokas both in the Reisha and the Seifa. The way we have the Reisha recorded is a reflection of only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, but really the Chachamim would disagree. V'Rava Amar Afilu Temer Rabbanan, and Rava would say no. The Reisha could even be going like the Rabbanan. Why doesn't it just say that? Why does the Reisha say that all the males that come out of that chain are brought as korban ola? Don't the Rabbanan hold that you have to let it graze and develop a mum, etc.? So no, Ad Kano Pligele the Rabbi Elazar Elegabe Mafresh Nekeva Liola Di Imelo Kreva. The Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Elazar in a case where you mafresh in a keva for a korban ola, where the mother itself is not brought as a korban ola because it's a female. Meaning the original source of Kedusha could not have been a korban ola because it's a female. Aval tmura di ime nami kreva afilu rabbanan modu. But the case of tmura where the ime is also karav, so ime meaning the original source, Rashi says gabe vlad tmura ime kreva lav ime mamish, doesn't mean mother. Mother is never brought as a korban ola. There's no such thing as a female korban ola. Ela hektish rishon shabo elu kulan mikocho hu karav. That's what we're saying. The original animal that had the kedusha, the original source of the kedusha, is what we refer to as the ime. So that is karav in a case where in the case of the reisha, the zacharav, because that was a male. Avol gabe mafresh nekeva liola he haisakdish rishon v'lo karva. So, but in the case of the seifa, you were makdish in a keva for the ola. So the hektish rishon itself wasn't ra'uli for the karav. So nothing that comes out of that chain is even a male is going to be able to be brought itself as a korban ola because even the originator of that chain is not brought itself as a korban ola. So that's the difference, and that's why the rabbanon are going to be moda in the reisha that the animals themselves, when the original animal that had the kedusha was a male and was able to be brought as a korban ola, so then the animals that emanate from that chain that are males are also able to be brought as a korban ola. Now, why does it make a difference whether Hektish Rishon is Karav or not? So Rashi tells us, explain over here, that the reason that Ime is, that when we say Ime, what we just said is that Ime means Hektish Rishon, that the Vlad of an Nekeva is not going to be brought as a Karban Ola, meaning if the Nekeva was the original Karban Ola, the Vlad of that Nekeva is not going to be brought as a Karban Ola, because the original Hektish was not something that was able to be brought. But a Vlad of a Tmuras Ola can be brought, because the original Hektish is something that could have been brought. So the Brisker Rav explains, the Brisker Rav elaborates on this a little bit, and he says, if the Hektish Rishon is Bar Hakrava, if the original thing that you were Makdish is something that you could have been Makrav itself as a Korban Ola, so then the Vlad will have Kedushas Hakrava Chal on it. Because the Ikar HaKadusha wasn't just Kedusha, but it was Kedushas HaKrava. Even the original animal that was Kadosh, the original male animal that he designated for Korban Ola, was Huktash to be able to be Makriv. It's just that, because the mother was Nekeva, you weren't able to be Makrivit. But the Vlad, certainly you're able to be Makriv. But if the original Hektish is not about, meaning somewhere along the line, like in the case of the Reisha, the original animal was a male, so it had Kedusha Sakrava. Elamai, you did a Tmura where you extended that Kedusha onto a female, so the Kedusha Sakrava extends onto the female. The problem is, practically, you can't actually be Makrav the female. But when that female has a baby, and that's a baby, it's a male baby, so good, so now the Kedusha Sakrava goes onto the male, and the male you can be Makrav. But if the Hektish Rishon is not a Bar HaKrava, so it turns out that the Kedushas HaKrava never began on this whole chain of animals. And therefore it's not Shaykh to be Chal on the Vlad, Kedushas HaKrava, because the whole Kedusha only comes from the Kedusha of the mother. In Mishnas Rabbi Aaron, Rav Aaron Kotler explains similar to the Brisk Rav, and he says that the psul of the Nekeva for a Korban Ola is not a din in Dichui. The psul is based on this Svara that the Nekeva doesn't have kedusha sakrava. Meaning, someone explained that the issue over here is a din of dichle, that once something becomes pasul to be used for a karban, so that psul remains intact even when the reason for the psul goes away. So they want to say that that's the din by nekeva, that nekeva is pasul to be used as a karban. So even though she has male offspring, that the reason for the psul goes away because they are male, but the psul remains intact. So Ravan Kala says that's not the case at all. It's not a din in dichle. This is a din in the original kedusha. Does it have kedusha sakrava, or does it not have kedusha sakrava? So that's the whole. That's the proper way to be mivayir, according to the Brisk Rav, according to Rav Aaron Cutler. So it says the Gemara Vayter now, third wide line on Yud Chesem Beis. Umiyam Rav Elazar Yukrav Ola Hu Atzmo. Does Rav Elazar really hold that the animal itself could be brought as a carbonola, that the male offspring itself could be brought as carbonola, or a minhu, but we have a stira tamura. So asham, when it comes to a tamura of a carbon asham, which we're going to see is a later mission in this parak, vlad tamura, or the offspring of a tamura of an asham, vladan, atzav kala olam, or anything that comes from that chain of the carbon asham, yiru achayistav v'yimachar v'yipludam of linadavet. Tanakama holds, you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and let it be sold, and by with the money a nedava. Remember, an asham, the five chatos hamesos, the parallel by an asham, the shita of the chum is yiru achayistavu. So one of the five chatos hamesos is a tamuras chatos. So tamuras chatos starve to death. So the parallel by an asham is yiru achayistavu. That's the shita of the chum. Reb Elazar omer yamusu. Reb Elazar says no. Let it be like the chatos hamesos yamusu. Let it die. So Reb Elazar omer Yavi b'dmein ola b'damim in hu atzmo lo. So Reb Elazar says, you bring with the money of, in our Mishnah, you bring with the money of the animal that you sell, you bring a carbon ola. Sounds like only with the money of the animal that you sell, but not with the animal itself. You can't use the animal itself to bring. I'm sorry. There's a three-way machlokas. The Shidim Gatzis changes the second one to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says Yamusu, and Rabbi Elazar, who we're focusing on, because that's the whole. That's why it was so important in the Mishnah that the Shidim Gatzis changed it to Rabbi Elazar and not Rabbi Eliezer, because we have to know where we're asking the stira. So Rabbi Eliezer said Yamusu. Rabbi Elazar says you bring with their money, with the value of it, the carbonola. Sounds like only with the value of it, but not the animal itself. The animal itself cannot be brought as a carbon ola. If you look at Rashi, Yavi b'dmein ola, t'mosaros l'nidvas yachid azli. That the extras go to nidvas yachid, which is going to be a carbon ola. So it says the Gemara, so isn't it a stira? But does Rabbi Elazar hold you could bring that animal itself, or does he hold only the damim? So the Gemara is going to provide three potential answers to this question. Two of them appear right here on the bottom of this amud, and one in the middle of your testament aleph. Number one, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Elazar l'dvarim d'rabbanan karmelu. Rav Elazar was responding to the Rabbanan on their level. He was saying as follows, Lididi svirili dafil vlad nami karva ola. I happen to hold, he says, that the vlad itself can be karva as an ola. You don't need to sell it, you don't need to use money, just bring that animal itself as an ola. But lidit chu damrisu. But according to you, who disagree and who say damav, there's a bunch of different potential girsos. But let's go with lo karva ola, the yod aleph and the mesaras shas. That lo karva ola, according to you, say that you cannot be brought as an ola. Olu miyad the mesaras nidvas yachid asli. But at least be moda that the mesaras go to the nidvas yachid. Va'amri they mesaras nidvas tibur asli. And they respond and they say no, it goes to nidvas tibur. So that's how they understand Reb Elazar, that Reb Elazar really does hold that the animal itself could be brought as a carbonola. The whole conversation was within the Shita of the Rabbanon that it cannot be brought as a carbonola. So then what taka happens with the money? Rava Amar, second possible answer for Reb Elazar, Ad kan lo kam Reb Elazar hu atzmo. Again, it's Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. It's like it's backwards every time. Ad kan lo kam Reb Elazar hu atzmo yikrivola. Elabim rafresh nekeva liola. Dika shem ola alimo. When will Reb Elazar say that you bring the animal itself as a carbonola? That's when you're mafresh nekeva for a carbonola, and then it has male offspring, so you could bring that male offspring as a carbonola, because at least the mother has a shem ola. How does the mother of a shem ola, it's a female, where do we ever find that a female is a shame ola, says Rashi, you do find it ola sa'of, because ain't tamas v'zachrus ba'of. You know, there's no issue of balmumin, there's no issue of zachar when it comes to an oaf. So you can have an ola sa'of. That's in the keva. So we find that there is at least such a thing of kedusha sola being chalan in the keva. So granted, that's only by an oaf, and over here you were mafresh a behema that's in the keva for a korban ola, but still at least you have the shame ola on the nekeva. Memela, its male offspring can even be brought as a korban ola. Avagabe tmuras vlad asham deleka shem ola, or vlad tmuras asham, where there's deleka shem ola alimo modi Reb Elazar de bedama in hu atzmo lo karav. But in the case of a tmura of a vlad of an asham, where there is no shem ola alimo, it was an asham, the first hektish that you were makdish for, the first kedusha that it ever had, was not for l'shem korban ola. You were makdish l'shem korban asham. So since the original kedusha was only l'shem korban asham, so then Reb Elazar is going to be moda that only with the value you can bring korban ola, but you can't use the animal itself, the offspring itself, as the korban ola. It didn't originate from something that had kedusha of a korban ola. So two answers so far. Again, Stira and Reb Elazar. Do you bring by the Tmuras Ola, the Vlad Tmuras Ola, I'm sorry, even the Vlad of a Nekeva, if you're Mafresh, a Nekeva for an Ola, and the Vlad that comes out of it, Reb Elazar says, very clearly, you bring the male Vlad as the carbon itself, and yet when it comes to the Asham, the Tmura, and the Vlad, we say you don't bring the animal itself as the carbon Ola, rather you sell it and you use the money to bring a carbon Ola. So two possible answers. One is that Reb Elazar, of course, holds you do bring the Vlad even in that case as a korban ola. He was just speaking with the Vrayim Drabanan. And the second one is, no, he actually holds what it sounds like he holds like. That over here you bring the Vlad as a korban ola, over there by the Ashim you don't bring it as an ola, because over there the original Kedusha was not L'Shem Ola. Over here the original Kedusha of the mother was L'Shem Ola. So they at least it started with a Kedusha's korban ola. So Frak L'Gemara, Eisei Abaye V'chibayu Reb Elazar L'Shem Ola Alimo. Does Reb Elazar require that in order to be able to be makriv, the male offspring, as an Ola itself? Does Reb Elazar really require that the original Kedusha be Shem Ola, that the mother had Shem Ola? Vatanya, but we have a price that says otherwise. Tosefta Hamafresh Nekeva Lepischo. Let's say a person sets aside, designates a female animal for his Karban Pesach, and the halachas Karban Pesach has to be male. Yira Achi Stai V'Timacher V'Yavi B'Dameha Pesach. So let it graze until it develops a mum. Then you sell it, and then use that money to bring Karban Pesach. Yolda, Yirat Shistoy V'Yimacher, V'Yavi B'Dav of Pesach. If it gives birth, if that female animal gives birth to a male offspring, again, let it graze until it develops a mum, sell it, and use the money to buy a Karban Pesach. Nishtaira Achar Pesach, if it was left over after Pesach, Pesach was already over, so Tirat Shistoy V'Yavi B'Dav of Shlamim. So then you can't bring Karban Pesach, but a Karban Pesach automatically transforms into a Karban Shlamim when Pesach is over. So then let it graze until it develops a mum, and use the money to buy a Karban Shlamim. Yolda, if after Pesach is already over, now it gives birth to a male offspring, Yira Achi Yisayiv, let that male offspring graze until it develops a mum, V'yimacher, and then sell it, V'yavi B'damav Shlamim, and you bring Karban Shlamim with the value. Rabbi Elazar Omer, at least in this last case, Hu atzmo yikra b'shlamim, that the animal itself would brought as a korban shlamim. So what happened over here? V'ahacha teleka shlem shlamim alimo. When originally you were makriv the mother, when originally you were mafrish the mother, you designated the mother to have kedusha. What kedusha did it have? It had kedusha's korban Pesach, and it's just that Pesach is over now. So now the offspring has kedusha shlamim, and yet Rabbi Elazar is going to say that even though it didn't come from a mother that had kedusha shlamim, you could still bring the offspring itself as a shlamim. Reb Elazar yikrav shlamim. Reb Elazar says you could be makrifit as a shlamim. So how can we say that the whole chilik between our Mishnah and the Mishnah by an asham, by the offspring of a tmuras asham, is that in our Mishnah the mother at least had kedushas ola, and that's why the offspring itself could be brought as an ola, but when the mother had kedushas asham, the offspring cannot be brought as an ola, it has to be sold because it didn't originate from the same type of kedusha. Here you see Reb Elazar clearly holds, even something that does not originate from the same type of Kedusha, you have an offspring that you want to bring as a Shlamim, that originates from Kedushas Pesach, that's mother only had Kedushas Pesach, and Reb Elazar says, go bring the animal, no need to let it graze till it develops a womb, no need to sell anything, you bring the animal itself, let the animal itself be used as a carbon Shlamim. So Amar Lei, Rava, Rava says, Achara Pesach Ka'amrit. No, you're talking about Achara Pesach, Shiny Achara Pesach, the Mosra Pesach Gufei Karav Shlamim. What do you mean? If the mother was still around, let's say your Mafrish Karban Pesach, let's say a male, Kasher Karban Pesach, your Mafrish Karban Pesach, and then Pesach is over, you didn't use it for whatever reason. So what happens to it? It now becomes a Karban Shlamim. See, by the case of the Asham never itself turns into a carbonola. It's just the offspring that become a carbonola. But over here, your mafresh, the carbon pesach, the pesach itself would be an ola. So it's ki'ilu, the mother did have the kedushas, the mother itself would become a carbon shlamim. So over here, it's as if the mother did have kedusha shlamim. And that's why Reb Elazar holds that you could be makar of the animal itself as a carbon shlamim. Frek the Gemara, ihaf niflug nami bereisha. But if that's the case, why doesn't Reb Elazar disagree in the first case as well? I mean, we had two cases in this Tosefta that we quoted. One is where you mafresh a nekeva for Karban Pesach, and Pesach didn't pass yet. It's still Pesach, and it gives birth to it's still before Erev Pesach, and it gives birth to a male offspring. So Reb Elazar didn't disagree. Reb Elazar said, yeah, then you have to let it graze. You have to wait till it develops a mum, and you sell it, etc. He didn't say anything about bringing the animal itself, about bringing the Karban Pesach itself from the male offspring. Only in the case where Pesach already passed, and now it's going to turn into Kedusha Shlamim, only then does he disagree and say, don't let it graze, bring the animal itself. Why doesn't he argue on the Reisha as well? So first of all, the phrase Ihachi seems a little bit out of place over here, because that kasha of why Reb Elazar doesn't disagree in the Reisha has nothing to do with anything Rava just said. Right? All Rava said was that by Karban Pesach, the Karban Pesach itself has certain characteristics of Karban Shlamim, has certain elements of Kedusha Shlamim, and that's why it's not considered that you're being makrovit for a different Kedusha than the mother had. That has nothing to do with the kasha that the Gemara is asking, that Ihachi Niflug Nami Bereisha is not really an Ihachi. So Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara ask only according to Shitas Rava? Without Rava also we could ask, what's the difference between a Vlad Olas Nekeva and a Vlad Pesach Nekeva? Why should they be any different? Just like Reb Elazar holds a Vlad Olas Nekeva, meaning a Vlad of a Nekeva that had Kedushas Ola, Reb Elazar holds you could bring the offspring itself as a Karban Ola, so he should hold the same thing by a Vlad Pesach Nekeva, that a Pesach that was designated as a Pesach, and it has male offspring, that you should be able to bring it. Why does he hold that Yirachi Stai that has to graze until it develops a mum? It's Tamakasha. Why in the ratio over there by the Karban Pesach does Reb Elazar hold that it needs to develop a mum? It has nothing to do with anything Rava just said. So Tosfos mitarates that without the Shita of Rava, we could have come up with an answer. We could have said that Bishlam of Vlad Olas Nekeva is brought as an Ola, because if you would bring it, you're not Oker the shame Ola from its mother, meaning the mother's money, the value of the mother, could also still be used as a Karban Ola. But by the Pesach, if you can say that the Vlad Pesach Nekeva has brought itself as a Karban Pesach, meaning that a Nekeva that's been designated as a Karban Pesach, and then as male offspring, that the male offspring itself is brought as a Karban Pesach, it's going to turn out that you have uprooted the mother from being a Karban Pesach, and it's dumb of it, the value of the mother would go to Shlamim and not to Karban Pesach, because you're not allowed to bring Shnei Pesachim. The person doesn't bring two Karban Pesachs. Olos, however many you want, and Olos and Dava, do whatever you want. But Karban Pesach, there's only one. But so that's what we would have answered. That's how we would have explained why Reb Elazar doesn't say you could bring the Vlad of the Nekeva that was designated as a Pesach itself. But now that we have Rava who holds that Lachar Pesach, the Vlad is brought as a Shlamim, since most of Pesach is brought as a Karban Shlamim, so for that reason itself, we should have said that before Pesach, it would be brought as a Karban Pesach, like the din of the mother. So that's why it's Dafko we're asking this kasha, ihachi, as if we're asking it only within what Rava said. But the truth is, it's a general kasha. It's just that we, had we not had Rava, we might have had a teretz. But it's just a general kasha. Why would it be that Rabbi Lazar would hold that before Pesach, the vlad of the nekeva that was designated cannot itself be brought as a carbon Pesach? Rather, you have to let it create till it develops and we use the money for a carbon Pesach. But after Pesach, the vlad of the nekeva that was designated as a Pesach can itself be brought as a carbon shlamim. So that's the kasha. So says Gemara, Amalei enachinami apligi. Yeah, it's true. You're right, and they argue in the Reisha also. And even though it doesn't record it, so the Reisha only records the opinion of the Chachamim. But yes, of course, Rabbi Lozer would hold that the vlad of a nekeva that was designated as a carbon Pesach could itself be brought as a carbon Pesach, as long as that vlad is a male offspring, it itself can be brought as a carbon Pesach. Period. Now I mentioned at the beginning that we in the stira in Rabbi Lozer we're going to have three terutzim. So far we only had two. We had a stira in Rabbi Lozer, then in our Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar held that the offspring of a female that was designated as a carbon olah, as long as it's a male offspring, can itself be brought as a carbon olah. Yet when it came to the asham, the offspring could not itself be brought as a carbon olah. You had to use the money for a carbon olah. Yavi b'demeyam olah, but you don't. The offspring itself is not brought as an olah. So why not? That was the stira. So abayam, our third answer, lo pligi midi digmiri lema. We have a tradition that wherever the Moser goes, that's where the Vlad goes. Lachar Pesach, the Moser. I'm sorry, this is going back on the Tosefta over here. On the why it is that in the Tosefta, in the first part of the Tosefta, Reb Lozer doesn't disagree. In the second part of the Tosefta with the Karban Pesach, Reb Lozer does disagree and think that it, the animal itself is brought as a Karban Pesach. So lo pligimidi, they don't disagree. There is no machlokas in the first case, in the case where it's still before Pesach. The Gemiri lemakom shamoser holech havlad holech. We have a tradition that wherever the moser goes, wherever the leftovers, the extras would go, that's where the vlad would go. Lachra Pesach the moser karv shlamim vlad nami karv shlamim. After Pesach, the moser, the extras, are brought as a carbon shlamim. So mela, the vlad is also brought as a carbon shlamim. Avul lefnei Pesach imei lemai aktusha ledmei Pesach. But before Pesach, you can't. The mother would not go as a carbon shlamim, as a carbon Pesach. It would only be used for dmei Pesach because the mother is a female, and therefore vlad nami l'dmei Pesach. So the vlad also is used l'dmei Pesach, but is not used for the Pesach itself. Period. Massive. Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Umi amrinan midi imei l'dmei vlad nami l'dmei. Wait, is that really true? Are you going to say that when the mother is... by the way, just even before we get to that, this does supply a third answer to our original question as well. If you look at Rashi, in the middle of the wide lines, about the fifth wide line, medium-sized lines, I guess, the Rashi says, Hilkach gabe mafresh nekeva liola, therefore, when you're mafresh nekeva for a carbon olah, like in our Mishnah, ki hechidim hirfresh olah v'neschaper b'acheres, kreva shnia olah, just like the halacha is when you're mafresh an olah and you get kapara through some other animal instead of the animal that you originally mafresh to bring as the carbon olah, you could still bring the second one as a carbon olah, da nedava ninu, because there's nothing wrong to bring an olas nedava vitravayu chazu, and they're both roi to be used as a carbon olah. So vlad da olah nami, a vlad of the carbon olah also im hifresh nekeva li olah. So the vlad of a carbon olah, if you're mafresh in a cave for a carbon olah, so the vlad also can be brought as a carbon olah, dumya de mosar, just like the mosar of a carbon olah, just like an extra animal that you had designated as a carbon olah could be brought as a carbon olah, the vlad can also be brought as a carbon olah. But gabe asham nami de mosar asham roe vlad tmuras asham nami roe. Why is it that by an asham we say that it grazes and we don't just bring the animal itself as an olah? Because by the asham, the Mosar of an Asham, the halacha is that it's Yirachi Yistayv. So whatever happens to the Mosar, as the Mosar goes, so goes the Vlad. If you have an extra animal designated as a carbon Asham, the halacha is that it's Yirachi Yistayv. So Mela, the Vlad, would also have that same din. And that's that answers the Stira in Rav Lazar, that there is this rule, there is this Gemiri, this rule, that Melamakam Shamosar Holech, Havlad Holech. That's why this, in fact, even though it's just said in the guise of answering why by Korban Pesach Rav Lazar only disagrees in the Seifa case after Pesach, but not in the Reisha case before Pesach, it also serves to go back and answer the original question that we had asked. So anyway, so Masav Rav Ukva Barchamu Miyamrinu Midimi L'dmei Vlad Nami L'dmei. Do we really have such a rule that if the mother is only used for the money to be used to buy a carbon, so the Vlad also can't itself be used for a carbon? Vatanya Mafresh Nekeva L'Pesach Hi Vladosa Yirachi Stavu V'yu Machru V'yavi B'dmei and Pesach. The halacha is if you're Mafresh Nekeva for carbon Pesach, Tanakama holds, so both the original animal and its Vlados graze until they develop a mum, then you sell it and use the money to buy a carbon Pesach. Rav Lazar Omer Hu Atzmo Yikrav Pesach. Rav Lazar says, no, you could bring the Vlados themselves as a carbon Pesach. V'ahacha di'imei l'dmei v'amar Rav Lazar u'atzmo karav Pesach v'lo makamina le'bi'imei. So over here, the mother is only money. It's only the money of the mother that would go to be used for the carbon, and yet the vlad we use it straight up according to Rav Lazar. So maravina b'mafresh be'emumu beres haskinan. Now we're dealing with a case where you're mafresh a pregnant animal. Rav Lazar savar k'Rabbi Yochanan d'amar im shiro meshuyar to uber lav yerach imahu v'imahu d'lo kacha kedush saguf avli kedesha. Rav Lazar holds like Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that if you makdish a pregnant animal and you leave out its ubar for another kedusha, so you're able to do that. You're able to say, I'm being makdish the mother, but the vlad is going to have a different kedusha from the mother, meaning they're considered to be two separate entities, two separate gufim, and therefore when you're not mishayer, it's not considered the guf of the mother. Even if you didn't say, I'm dafka designating the fetus for some other kedusha, or leaving it out of the kedusha of the mother, but still it's not part of the same guf of the mother, and therefore it doesn't come from the koach of the mother purely, and it's going to have its own kedushas pesach chal on it. So even though the mother was a female, so the kedushas pesach is chal on it, is not going to enable it to be brought as karban pesach. The vlad is male, and therefore the vlad can be brought as a karban pesach. So that's the svar. That's why Rav Lazar holds the vlad can be brought as karban pesach. Must be that we're dealing with a pregnant animal. Because it says hi uvladoseha, sounds like they were both there at the time of the hektish. That we're saying you're being makdish something. It and its vlados sounds like there are vlados at the time of the hektish. So shmamina. So therefore, you see that it must be that it's a behema muberes, and that's why the vlad is considered its own separate kedusha, its own separate entity from the mother. Fine. Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina, Umodar Rav Lazar b'mafresh nekeva la'asham dein b'na karav asham. We said that even Rav Lazar is going to be in agreement that if you makrev a nekeva for a carbon asham, the vlad is not going to be brought as an asham itself. So pshita adkan lo kam Rav Lazar el b'mafresh nekeva liyola dikashem ala alimo aval gabi mafresh nekeva la'asham dala kashem asham alimo afi Rav Lazar mod dala karav asham. Yeah, of course he's Rav Lazar is gonna agree by a vlad of an asham. There's no such thing as an asham that's an akeva. So therefore, there's never a shame asham on the mother in the first place. Remember, we said by an ola, there is such a thing as an ola that's an akeva. An ola sa'of can be an akeva. So mela, when you're mafresh an akeva for an ola, at least it has a shame ola. So Rav Lazar would hold that the male offspring of something that has a shame ola will be able to be brought itself as a carbon ola. But the vlad of a akeva that was designated as an asham, well, there's no such thing as an asham that's an akeva. So the vlad itself cannot be brought as an asham. So that's obvious. Says Marano, Ilav de Shaminan, had you not taught this to me, Hava Amina Taimid Rav Lazar Lav Mishum de Shem Olalimo. I would have thought the reason Rav Lazar holds the Vlad of a Nekeva that's designated as a carbon Ola can be brought itself as an Ola is not because the mother has a Shem Ola. That's not what I would have attributed it to. El Mishum de Chazi Vlad La Krava. I would have just said that it's because the Vlad is a male and therefore it's right to be Makriv, and that's it. Vahainami Chazi La Krava. So the Vlad of a female animal that was designated as carbon asham, if the vlad is a male, the vlad is roi la krava, the vlad is roi to be a carbon asham. I would have thought that's good enough. So kamash melon, therefore comes to tell me no, it has to emanate from something that has the shame carbon. So a vlad of a female designated as an ola at least comes from a lineage where the mother had at least a shame ola, but by the asham it doesn't come from anything that had a shame asham, because a mother can't even have a shame asham. So says Mar Yehachi, Adamashmalan de'in b'na karav asham, Nashminan de'in b'na karav ola, V'adin liyasham. So instead of telling me, he says, I don't understand. You told me that if you have a female animal designated as a carbon asham, Rabbi Lazar holds the vlad cannot be brought as an asham. Rabbi Lazar should have said an even bigger chiddush, that the vlad cannot even be brought as a carbon ola, meaning that the natural thing to do to the vlad of an asham is to make it an ola. You can't just bring it. There's no asham nedava. You don't bring an asham. An asham comes for a sin that you did, so you don't bring an asham just stam. Buy an ola. So the offspring of a carbon ola, you could bring as another carbon ola, fine, because you could bring as many carbon olas as you want. By an asham, it doesn't work that way. So by the asham, the offspring is going to normally be a carbon ola. So tell me that the vlad's not brought as a carbon asham, that's not such a big chiddush. Tell me that it can't even be brought as a carbon ola, and I'll know for sure it can't be brought as a carbon asham either. You'll just be telling me that it doesn't have its own kedushas aguf for akrava. So yesh mina ola, no, because had it told me that it can't be brought as a carbon ola, have mina ola hu dolo karva, dolo aktisha le'ema, Kedushas Ubra, is that the Girsa, that the mother didn't have the Kedusha, Aval Asham, Aim of Vlad, Karav Asham, meaning when the mother was an Asham, I would have thought the reason that the Vlad cannot be brought as a carbon Ola is because there is no shame Ola on the mother was an Asham, but there should be a shame Asham on the mother, and therefore the Vlad should be able to be brought as a carbon Asham, meaning we thought that if we thought that if you tell me it cannot be brought as a carbon ola, I would know obviously it can't be brought as carbon asham either, that the vlad can't be brought as carbon asham either. The Gemara said, no, we would not have necessarily known that. We would have thought it can't be brought as carbon ola because the mother didn't have a shame ola, but the mother did have a shame asham, so therefore it should be brought as a carbon asham. That's why it comes to tell me that no, it can't be brought as either. The vlad of a female asham cannot be, which there's no such thing as a female asham, so the vlad of a female animal that you were makdish as an asham cannot be brought neither as an ola nor as an asham. Period. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamafrish nekeva li asham. So this we were just discussing here. You designate a nekeva for a carbon asham, which is no good. You can't do that. So let it graze until it's all mum, sell it and use the money to buy a carbon asham. Vimkarav ashamo yipludam of linadava. And if the asham was already taken care of, that you were chayiv, so then let the money that you get for that go to an olas nadava. Because again, you can't just volunteer a carbon asham. So if you somehow already brought the carbon asham with a different animal and you still have this nekeva that you designated for the carbon asham, so let it graze till it's all mum, sell it, use the money to buy a carbon ola. Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacher Shlobimum. Rabbi Shimon says, well, you have to wait till it develops a mum. You're dealing with an animal that's already like a balmum. It's a female. It can't be used as an asham. So legabe carbon asham, a female ain balmum, godol mizeh, for a carbon asham than being a female. So you don't need to wait till it develops a mum, just sell it and you use right away the money for a carbon asham. Now it's interesting, Rashi points out, when it came to the carbon ola, a female that you designated as a carbon ola, Rabbi Shimon didn't disagree. Rabbi Shimon would also say it requires a mum. So he says, that's because there's a shame ola, meaning that since there's a din of ola sa'of, that's a nekeva, so there's a shame ola on the mother. But by the asham, there's no shame asham at all on a nekeva. So, why doesn't everyone agree with Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is so right that there's no balmum gadol mizeh for a carbon asham than to be in a keva. So why do you have to wait for it to develop an actual mum? So ravidam rav hainutam. Here's why. Damrin migo denach lekedushas damim nach denami kedushas guf. One might have thought that since it has kedushas damim, so mele kedushas guf takes hold as well, and therefore you need to wait till it develops a mum. Amar rav zosomeres hikdush zachar ledamav. And from the fact that our Mishnah says you need to wait until the Nekeva develops the mum, even though it only had Kedushas Damim in the first place, so we see that Kedushas Haguf always follows Kedushas Damim. And therefore, if you take a male and you are makdish it, and it's an animal that's right to be used as a carbon, and you are makdish it with Kedushas Damim, Mimela Kedushas Guf is chal. It's Marhikdish Zachal Damim for Avkana Amar Kedushas Haguf, Rav Amrein Kedushas Haguf. That's a machlok. But our Mishnah seems to be a very strong raya that it should be Kadosh Kedush Saguf. And that's why Rava came around in the end of the day and he was modded to Rav Kana based on Rav Yudah Marav's Ha'ara from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah is a good raya that it should be Kadosh Kedush Saguf, even though initially you're only makdish it with Kedush HaStamim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots.